James, here's a look at today's headlines. New video shows a school resource officer tasing a student at Bullitt County High School, and many parents are now concerned. The Union Springs Police Department released a statement saying that the student allegedly assaulted the officer. This incident is now under investigation. Carver High School went on lockdown Tuesday after a shooting close to the campus. Montgomery police say that shooting happened in the 3200 block of Sewanee Drive. The victim is expected to be okay. No arrests have been made. And the owner of the historic Hotel Tallahassee has appealed last month's vote by the city council to condemn the building. Mayor Johnny Hammack says there will be a public meeting on May 14th for residents to voice their opinions. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May. Because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Subaru on Eastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, 4 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, entering the last hour of the program. For today. Not ever. Just for today.
It's always bittersweet. The last hour.
Yes, yes, yes. Our number, 272-9228. We got announcements, Dave Mowry, on the road, Rebuild Alabama Road Project.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, yes, yes. Where did I say they would all be in North Alabama? Well, I'll tell you.
Huntsville?
Where they're going to be in just a moment. The Bath Innovations of Alabama guest hotline, if you want to call the program, 272-9228, that'll land you on the air. It will not call Bath Innovations. Check them out online, bathinnovations.com. Yes, Kay Ivey made another road building announcement today, or yesterday, actually. For projects in Autauga County and Cherokee counties. Now, what would be going on in Autauga County?
Is that the
who represents
31 or 82 widening thing?
Who represents Autauga County in the United States and the Alabama Senate?
Clyde Chambliss.
Who sponsored the Rebuild Alabama gas tax?
Clyde Chambliss.
This is payback, my friends. This is what happens when you sponsor unpopular bills.
This is how politics is supposed to work.
Yes, yes, yes. You scratch my back, I build a road in yours.
I mean, what are you going to do? Build it in the place where the people were like, I don't want it? I'm not going to vote for the money?
Huntsville and Tuscaloosa previously got the announcements.
Yeah.
Tuscaloosa might as well be the capital of the state of Alabama. And Huntsville is where I said all the money was going to go. So, Montgomeryans? You Montgomeryans who had somebody vote for this gas tax? I'm not going to go naming names, Reed Ingram and Demetri. Well, Demetri's passed, unfortunately. I'm not going to go naming names for all the people in this area. Thad McClammy. John Knight's not there anymore. Whoever the hell took his seat, whoever the hell took Alvin Holmes' seat, irrelevant Democrats with no power, but voted yes.
Well, I mean,
you know what's great? I think the entirety of Will Dismuke's district is nested inside of Clyde Chambliss's district.
Right, or yeah.
So he can't be punished by withholding road projects because they would be withholding them from Clyde Chambliss. It's as if Will Dismuke understands how politics works.
Exactly.
He's a genius.
That's a good move.
I like that guy more and more every day.
That is a very good man.
I hope he runs for the United States Senate.
I do, too. The more the merrier.
I've heard so many people, since we mentioned that yesterday, text me and say, please, please, can you talk to him? Can you convince him? I can't convince the man. All I can do is the same thing you guys are doing. Hope and pray we get somebody decent. And he would be decent. In Prattville, according to the announcement, the Alabama Department of Transportation will be tasked with widening U.S. Highway 82.
Well, I mean, when's the last time you drove that from here to Tuscaloosa?
Last year.
I mean, it kind of sucks.
Well, I mean, Tuscaloosa kind of sucks.
Yeah, I mean, but okay.
Why would I want to go there?
Discounting that. There's bottlenecks galore. You know, you get behind those log trucks and get 30 miles an hour.
They're
going to
finally finish the Prattville bypass.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you, look, you can hate on it all you want. That's good politics.
Yeah, and the best part is Will Dismuke's district gets it all.
That's even better politics, frankly.
He didn't have to
sell
himself out. Genius.
Yeah.
Absolutely genius. All right, 272-9228. Who is this?
Brubaker.
You are on the air, my friend.
Well, that was quick. Hey, first of all, look, my thoughts on the gas tax are well known, and I'm not going to take that pet peeve out for a walk again, but I will say this. Clyde Campbell, you know, the implication that this is all just a big quid pro quo and this is Clyde's payoff, I mean, he's just not that kind
not
of
wired,
politician.
Not wired to work that way.
Well, I do find it interesting that the third announcement, besides Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, which are major, major communities in the state, the third announcement is rural Autauga County.
But that's basically getting people from here to Tuscaloosa.
Well, yeah, but be that as it may, I served with Clyde long enough, and while I disagree very strongly, and he knows I do, with this tax, I don't have any doubt in my mind that he thought it was the best thing, and the idea that he did it for a road project.
I didn't say that, and I don't think he did it for a road project. I think he did it because he was co-opted into leadership, and this was the first, this was like the gang initiation.
Co-opted implies that he was somehow played.
He's
not a fool.
He was a Dick Brubaker kind of senator, and by that I mean he was honest, he played by his own rules. He voted for things he thought were legitimate. He shot down things he thought were illegitimate, regardless of where leadership was, regardless of where the rest of the body was. He was a one-man Senate. He looked at the bills. He read the bills. He labored over it. He talked to constituents, and he voted the way he was going to. They didn't bring him into leadership to keep him being a wild hare who could potentially cause a problem down the road. They'd already gotten rid of you. They got rid of you. They got rid of Busman. They got rid of Paul Sanford. And then they couldn't have a guy like Clyde Chamberlain sitting out there because they had all these other, frankly, compliant senators. So bring him into leadership, and then he's more likely to be compliant, and you reward him.
I'm going to say it's the other way. I'm going to say that they realized that he was a dude that could lead, so they brought him into leadership.
Right, right.
Clyde's life and business experience leads him to be the sort of guy who could handle, especially a road bill, better than someone who would say is a car dealer. And I'm just saying that all of those things you said, that he's honest and independent and votes on the basis of what he thinks is correct, even, look, I'm not one of those guys that thinks that honest people can't disagree and still be honest. And I have an honest disagreement with Clyde Chambliss on this bill, but he is still an honest man. And, you know, there's some of them up there, I'll tell you in a red hot minute. There's one prominent senator who was a no up until the very last minute, and then all of a sudden they're announcing, you know, improvements on the waterway in his district, and he turns into a yes. I'm more suspicious of him, but for Clyde, there's just no way. It's just not the way he thinks.
I'm not calling Clyde a crook. I'm not calling him any of that kind of stuff. I'm saying the leadership looked out and said, we don't need Clyde. You know, we've gotten rid of Brubaker. We've gotten rid of Busman. We've gotten rid of Paul Sanford. We don't need Clyde Chambliss out there, the last little wild hare that was still in the Senate. We don't need him out there casting his own votes and marching to his own beat. We need to bring him into the tent. A little good little Indian's going to pee. He's going to pee out or he's going to pee in. We might as well have him peeing out.
I
agree with you, Dick. I think that just wait for a bill that they all want that he doesn't and watch what happens.
Well, right. The thing is, Clyde's not neurotic enough that being a senator is that important to him. I mean, if you know him well, you know, there's so many things in his life more important to him than his Senate seat. That he's not the kind of guy that, oh, we're going to bring you into leadership, is going to make him just get all sweaty. I mean, he's just not going to care enough.
I agree with that.
Anyway, thanks for taking the call, and I'm enjoying your show.
Anytime. Thanks, buddy. Call back soon.
I'm not cheesing on Clyde. I don't dislike Clyde. He actually, by process of elimination, has become one of my favorite senators because all the other ones I liked are gone. And I don't like any of the other ones. But Clyde got off the county commission because he said it was taking too much of his time.
Yeah.
And then ran for the city council a year later.
Well.
He's been in public service now for like 20-something years.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that this guy is some sort of political novice out there, like, I don't understand how politics works. You know, I'm just some old country bumpkin lawyer out here just trying to
make he's definitely not that.
Okay, that's my point. That's my point. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's evil. I'm not saying he's a liar. I'm not saying he's dishonest.
Yeah.
I'm saying he carried a bill that was wildly unpopular and was rewarded with a wildly popular piece of roads in his district.
Well, I mean, that's what I call doing it right.
That was my point.
Of course, where we always clash is that I'm always like looking at the real politic part of it, and you're looking at the the ideological part of it. Not that we clash about it, but you know that's where I default to like why would you do it this way? And that's probably the right thing to do. You know, if you're getting something out of it. I mean, why would you carry the bill if you weren't going to get a massive road project in your business in your district?
That's my point.
I mean, listen, if I was Jimmy Holly, I would have been a no until they said widen 167.
I would have too.
After 40 years, I think maybe we've done something.
Reed Ingram was telling people we're going to get 85 fixed from here to Shorter. And we'll see where that is in 3 years. Who is this? You're on the air.
Hey, I think you are giving KIV off too easy because that piece of road right there was going to be money. That was going to be built regardless if this gas tax passed or not. That Herbert board coming in right there, all that mess was going to be widened. All that's to bring in business. That's just easy for her, so more money she could take down there to that daggum canal. If you didn't have this gas tax, that had to be done. There wasn't no way they could get past it. That was too much in and out going to be right there. So I ain't buying. I think she just played him off, and it's just like you said. I ain't saying Clyde no country bumpkin because he ain't. I love him to death, and he loved my brother so much that I know his heart. But I think he was. I ain't saying coerced, but he took that position, and they knew they couldn't beat him unless they put him there. And that's a fact. I mean, that ain't no joke. He bucked since he's been there. He's been bucking, and so I mean, and this is the first time he ever walked hand to hand with him. And Kay, you pulled one over on Alabama, but for now on, we'll have the K check. For now on, I promise you, you did it though, girl. Wear that blue dress later.
Our number 272-9228. I don't know what that means. Who's this?
Hey, they call me Ritz.
Oh, the cracker, the chief Indian of the cracker tribe.
Well, I'm the Grand Cracker now.
The Grand Cracker, that's right.
Yeah, if you're gonna be the Grand Mufti, I'm gonna
be the Grand Cracker.
Grand Cracker. Yeah, I don't want to. It's a competition thing, I guess. Hey, the reason I called Baron is, you know how I felt about that gas tax. I wasn't very happy with it at all. There were some provisions in it I absolutely didn't agree with. Even though I do know we need. To rebuild our infrastructure, but any inference that Clyde Chambliss did it for anything other than that he thought this was the right thing to do is absolutely wrong. I mean, I disagree with the man, but I don't hold it against him. We just disagree and we just move on and hope everything works out okay. And if it creates a problem for people down the road, then he'll have to pay for that, but he stood up and he was willing to take that risk to do what he thought was right for the state of Alabama. But anything beyond that, you're way out of in left field, then, because he's an honest man, and I'll stand by that till the day I die.
All right.
I'm not calling him a dishonest man. What, do I need to repeat my point again?
Well, you would just...
Hey, all this tells me is that Clyde's got a good brand.
He's not He's not a stupid man. He's not being manipulated.
That was my point.
Was. He's right.
My entire point was he's not stupid at all. You know, he talks slow and kind of country, and he has this kind of affect, so people don't think he has any real ability to be slick. And he does. And he's a little slick, and that's fine. I don't think slick is bad. Slick is good politics. My point is, he, for 4 years, voted the way he wanted to. Whether he was the only Republican that voted against a bill or whether he was one of three Republicans that voted for a bill, he voted the way he wanted to. It didn't matter which way Del Marsh voted or Greg Reed or leadership or anybody else. Clyde Chambliss voted the way Clyde Chambliss wanted to. Now, there were three or four other people that did that, and they caused a headache. It was namely Brubaker, Chambliss, Paul Sanford, and Garland Gudger took his name. What's the guy's name up there? Tall guy, dentist, gray hair.
Yeah, right. There you go.
From Coleman. Paul Bussman.
So how quickly
those were the
forget.
Four. Those were the four. Well, the three of them retired and didn't run again or got defeated. Bussman got defeated. The other two retired and decided not to run again. And then there was Chambliss. So what did they do? They created a leadership spot, and they brought him into leadership. And in leadership, you're expected to do what they want.
Yeah, see, my contention would be that he would have been for this anyway, and that it's smart politics all around.
That's very well could be. Very well could be.
Well, did it ever dawn on you that he was promoted to a position of leadership because he was a leader? Because he was thoughtful in his ability to lead, and he studied issues, and he did his homework, and it's kind of a person you want to be out in a leadership position.
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad we agree on that. Like Clyde Chambliss,
you and I agree for
did,
sure.
Did something that you and I both disagree with,
and I don't hate him for it.
No, I don't either.
And again, you just had the keywords. Not entirely disagree. I'm not opposed to a gas tax. I was opposed to this bill.
Right. Sometimes
well, that's just
gotta...
like I could give a flip about, you know, whether or not we have a lottery, but I do care about a bad bill, and I will oppose a bad bill. But if they want a lottery, that's fine. But they're not going to do it at the expense of the citizens of this state, and I'm not going to support anything like that, and I will fight it. But like I said, we just move on. But it just didn't sound right what you were saying. It wasn't very flattering toward Clyde Chambliss.
I wasn't trying to be unflattering. I was just trying to point out we'll watch him the next 4 years and see how often he bucks leadership, because he bucked it all the time the first 4 years. Let's just see this 4 years. It just started. We'll see. Is that fair?
I guarantee if he doesn't agree with it, he's going to buck.
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. I like Chief Ritz of the Cracker Truck.
I do, too.
The Grand Cracker.
Grand Cracker.
22. 20 after, excuse me. When you close your eyes and you go to sleep, sleep. And it's down to the sound of a heartbeat.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year. Except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while while supplies last. Win mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Krispy Kreme is preparing for summer with the return of their fan favorite Lemon Glaze. Available now through this Sunday at Krispy Kreme. Lemon Glaze donuts feature the perfect pairing of zesty fresh lemon and Krispy Kreme's delicious original glaze. Lemon Glazed at Krispy Kreme every day this week and served hot after 5 p.m.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 23 minutes after 11. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Arden Concrete Technologies. If you have any whatsoever concrete needs, piers, foundations, curbing, patios, walkways, driveways, curbing, I mean, parking lots, doesn't matter what it is, call Tom Latham, Penny Arden Concrete Technologies. He can even do your floors inside your house. Get them ready, you know, on a new build. Looking really good. Polish them. You know, that brushed concrete, he can do that. The decorative and stamped concrete, I mean, they can basically make it look like anything. It's beautiful, beautiful stuff the way they do it. They can do all of it decorative or just do sort of the outline of the walkway or the driveway or whatever. Really cool stuff. Really, really cool stuff. 284-9292. That's how you get in touch with them. 284-9292. His crews is, I mean, Tom's a good guy. Tom knows everything there is to know about concrete, and he's trained a lot of these people. But the crews are so excellent that he hires. So good. That's where he shines. That's where he gets his competitive advantage. Tom Latham, Penny Arden Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, pennyearn.co. 284-9292, pennyearn.co. Or check him out on Facebook, pennyearn.com. Dave, if you were going to have a spokesperson to say that anyone else other than Donald Trump would have been indicted on a set of facts, how many spokespeople? Well, who would be the worst spokesperson for that?
The person who said it. But I mean, if you want to go through who, you know, you want to go down the number line there of who shouldn't have been their spokesperson. Well, I mean, and she's probably, you know, off message. I guess I gave part of it away. But
here is what she had to say. I'll let you guys guess who it is. She's talking about Nancy Pelosi when she says Nancy, the Speaker of the House. Well, I think what Nancy means, and I agree with what she means, is that it shouldn't be a preordained conclusion. It shouldn't be what you do for partisan political purposes, almost outside the framework of the Constitution. She said during an appearance at the Time 100 Summit in New York, you don't put impeachment on the table as the only item on the table and say you're going to get there no matter what, which is what happened in 1999. Referencing Bill Clinton's. Instead, you say we're going to proceed with the seriousness that this demands. But she went on to say anyone else would have been indicted. She, of course, is Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton. Of all the people.
Of all the people to carry this sentence into the public
sphere. And all the gin joints in all the world. She had to walk in.
She had to walk in. You know, anybody else could have carried this statement. On a banner, walked around with it, put it on a button, a commercial, anything. Here's the quote. I think there's enough there that any other person who had engaged in those acts would certainly have been indicted. This is the woman Jim Comey held the press conference about. The mayor of Montgomery, Todd Strange, was in here that day in July of the first Tuesday in July.
Yeah.
He gave a litany, Jim Comey did, a litany of crimes that were committed. A litany of emails that were deleted after they were subpoenaed. A litany of devices that were destroyed after they were subpoenaed. records that weren't kept, classified information found on private servers. And the rallying cry from every conservative was, anyone else would have been indicted. They had to save Hillary. Anyone else would have been... I cannot believe how tone-deaf she is. I just can't believe it. But whatever. The Supreme Court met yesterday, and they think... I mean, court watchers, anyway, think. This is an Associated Press headline. Justices seem ready to okay asking citizenship questions on the 2020 census. The Supreme Court seems to be set to allow that question on the census. I don't know why they wouldn't. It was on there forever. Just taken off 20 years ago. Well, they said the last time it was included on the census sent to every American household was 1950, but...
Hmm.
Yeah, whatever. If it was constitutional in 1950, nothing's changed.
Right.
Why is it not constitutional now?
That's a good question.
Eh.
Well, I mean, it's just certain districts wanting to, you know, certain states wanting to make sure that they have their... That they get to count, you know, people that aren't citizens for population purposes for congressional distribution.
Right. There's 435 congressmen, and California gets like 55 of them. If you can't count citizens if you can't count non-citizens, or if non-citizens are afraid to answer the census and they dodge it and they don't get counted, they lose money, federal money, for things like schools and hospitals and roads and bridges. They also lose congressmen.
Mm-hmm.
They also lose, Dave, more importantly... Electoral votes.
Yep.
They also lose electoral votes. Now, Donald Trump will be under the same electoral map he was in 2016, but Mike Pence will be under a new electoral map in 2024. Three conservative justices, Sam Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Clarence Thomas, had expressed skepticism about the challenge to the question in the earlier stages of the case. John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh have been silent, not weighing in on the issue, possibly suggesting a willingness to disrupt the administration's plan. However, over 80 minutes in a packed courtroom, neither Roberts nor Kavanaugh appeared to share the concern of the lower court judges who ruled against the administration. Kavanaugh, the newest member, suggested Congress could change the law if it was so concerned to outlaw asking the citizenship question. He said, quote, why doesn't Congress just prohibit the asking of the citizenship question? It's a great question. Suggesting a legislative response for policy. Wow. That's new.
I know, right?
That's new. So we'll see how that pairs out. Let's do this. Let's take a break. I got some, not confusing news, but some news to get through that may take a little while to step through. And I don't want to start it and then have to take a break. I do want to be able to tell you about my friend over at Heirloom Jewelers. He's open today, amigos. It's a beautiful Wednesday in the capital city. And Tom Latham, he's at Penny Earned Concrete. Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers is buying jewelry right now as we speak. People are walking in with jewelry. They've got diamonds. They've got gold. They've got platinum. They've got sapphires, emeralds, rubies, opals, amethysts. They got anything you want. And they're walking in with vintage watches and all kinds of stuff, and he's giving them top dollar. You can't go anywhere else in town and get this stuff. Not for the price. Not for the price. You're not going to get as much money in your pocket as if you take it to Heirloom Jewelers. And while you're there, check out a selection. It's incredible. Antique heirloom quality jewelry, watches, rings, bracelets, earrings, beautiful stuff. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. His modern bridal sets rivaled nowhere else, and his antique heirloom bridal sets... Knock your socks off. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. 11:30. Dave Mowry and Baron Coleman back after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple. Tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course food and drink. All for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The Marshall Tucker Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
On a check of freight train, down at the station lot. I don't care where it goes.
Tune into the 3-Minute and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band at the Impact on April 25th. Tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, April 25th, from News Talk 93.1.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy another warm, quiet day before this next storm system begins to affect our forecast. For today, with a high temperature in the middle 80s, it'll be partly to mostly sunny. So we're dry today and we're dry tonight. Partly cloudy to cloudy at times. Mild, overnight low temperature around 60. Then tomorrow, I think we're at least in the low 80s. Maybe some widely scattered showers possible tomorrow afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow night and into Friday. And I can't rule out a few stronger storms. We'll keep an eye on that. Friday's high around 80. And then some pretty nice weather returning over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
After 11, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. The phone number, if you want to get in, incidentally, 272-9228. That's the Bath Innovations Alabama guest hotline. Bath Innovations of Alabama on the web, bathinnovations.com. But our number to our studio, 272-9228. Don't call here looking for Bath Innovations. It's happened once already. And I ain't them. I ain't them. They just help sponsor these phones and keep them paid for and lit up. 272-9228. Guess what the special is at Midtown Pizza Kitchen this week?
I know we have to do it. It's just unfair.
Yeah, so Dave, neither Dave nor I have eaten a drop of food today. Cheese ravioli with meat sauce.
I mean, talk about just classic, perfect dish.
Classic throwback dish. Cheese ravioli and meat sauce. Absolutely fantastic. You can pair that classic throwback dish with all that protein, all that good nutrition. You can pair that with a salad for $9 at lunch. $9 at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. So, don't bother. Two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. But Midtown Pizza Kitchen has been a generous sponsor of this program for
gosh, 3.5 or 4 years.
Yeah, it's been on forever.
They weren't the first year, but I think they were the beginning of the second year, and have never left. There's something. Hey, I'm just telling you.
I mean, exactly.
There's something to be said for our sponsors staying with us so long. Why? Advertising works.
Advertising on this program works.
Advertising on this program really, really, really works. And if you don't believe me, ask one of our many. I don't want to say how many.
Generous.
You guys will start paying attention to how many there are. Generous advertisers. 37 minutes after 11. Who is this?
Paul, how you doing?
Paul, you are on the air, my friend, with Dave Mowry and Baron Coleman.
Oh, I'm so blessed. Listen, I was listening the other day, Baron, and you guys were talking about someone missing a helicopter flight and the helicopter crashing. What was the name of that book?
It was in the first chapter of Roger Stone's book that he released in 2016 or 17.
Oh, you're talking about Murkowski, right?
No, I'm talking about the Donald Trump book in 19...
Okay, yeah.
In 1989, he was supposed to take a flight.
That's right. And the two guys from the organization died, that's right.
They died, the Trump organization, and it was Roger Stone's book. I'll find the name of the book here.
I was thinking back to the... what I was thinking about was when the speaker of the... or the third guy in line for the speakership that was on the Warren Commission... died in Alaska.
The book is called "The Making of the President," 2016.
Making of the President by
Roger Stone. Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate it, Baron. Y'all have a good day.
Make sure you look for 2016 and Roger Stone because there's a bunch of those.
Yeah, "Making of the President."
Listen, Joe McInnes was, I think, the first. No, the Kennedy one was the first one.
Right. Poor timing, of course, but Roger Stone's insider tell-all about the presidential campaign that shocked the world. He also has one called "The Myth of Russian Collusion."
Yeah,
with an explosive new introduction.
I enjoyed his book on the Kennedy murder assassination. His take that Lyndon Johnson did it is highly amusing but good.
I've not talked to you about this on air.
Yeah,
I've not talked to you about this on air. In my opinion, a populist can only win if he does three things: runs against his own party, runs against the opposing party, and runs against the media. You're a campaign professional with many years of experience under your belt and hundreds of campaigns. The populists don't typically do well in Alabama. I think the last true populist we had may have been...
I mean, Wallace was
may
a
have been
populist.
Wallace.
Yeah, Wallace.
I was thinking if there's one after Wallace, but I think it may have been Wallace.
I don't think so. I think that everybody...
Jeff Sessions was semi-populist.
A little bit...
He was a little jingoist, but But my question is, on the national level, you can think of the three great populists to ever occupy the presidency: Jackson, Theodore Roosevelt, not Franklin Roosevelt, but Theodore Roosevelt, and now Donald Trump. So at least on the national level, it can be done over time, very early on in the country, mid-country, and here lately, showing that it's a timeless deal, that when the conditions are right, a populist can appeal to the masses and win. Can it be done at the state level? Could a populist win in 2020?
Yeah.
For United States Senate?
Yeah.
And is there a populist that you could identify in Alabama who might be willing to do that? Because I can think of one. We talked to him a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's quite...
You know, the thing about being a populist is you either have to have your own money or not care about money.
It's true.
You're like, Wallace was never rich, you know. Gerald was, but George, not necessarily. So George was never afraid to take on the big mules, as he called them.
Big Jim Folsom ran as a straight outsider populist.
Yep.
Against his own party. There was no functional Republican Party at the time. And against the elites, which would have been the Republican Party. And against the media.
It's very hard to do in Alabama, and for a specific reason. And the specific reason is that where do you get the money? Because, look, campaigns cost money. No matter what you do, campaigns cost money. Look at, you know, even Roy Moore spent, you know, $3 or $4 million on that Senate race.
Yeah, he was a populist, but he's proven he can't get it done.
He also has a nationwide donor base that he'd cultivated over 20 years. The problem is to get real money in this state, you have to go to the 5,000 people who have it.
Yep.
You know, who can write you a $2,700 check from him and his wife for two cycles and not miss it. And those people are few and far between. And we don't have the We don't have the ingrained culture of people giving, you know, as we've talked about, giving a dollar, giving $5, giving $20.19, you know, every week or every month to fund your operation. That's really a phenomenon you see mostly on the Democratic side, although Trump did really well with it in 2016. I was surprised that his low dollar donor base was really big. High dollar donor base was not.
I gave him $3. You know why? Entered a chance to win lunch in New York.
There you go.
With the president.
I got the $50 black card.
Did you really?
Damn right.
My mom got the $200 hat signed.
I mean,
it's sitting on a bookshelf at home. It looks fly.
That's pretty genius.
I'll be honest. There's a lot of cool stuff in my mom's house.
That's one of the cooler ones.
Oh, my goodness.
I got the bobblehead, too.
Did you?
From the convention. But I got that from the convention because a buddy of mine was the producer.
The hat's cool. I would love to have the signed hat. We got two signed hats in our house. Brad Paisley signed cowboy hat and a Chase Elliott signed hat, courtesy of Randall.
All right. I have two bobbleheads, Donald Trump and Wesley Britt. Courtesy of friends of mine.
Those are your two?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a bobblehead guy. I don't know, but people gave me those. They're pretty cool. It's kind of cool to know somebody who has their own bobblehead.
Yeah.
That's not like that they didn't just make themselves, you know? Like that they had like a day where they gave them out.
Football player Wesley Britt?
Yeah.
Rich Thomas has his own bobblehead.
Right. But did he make them?
No, he didn't make them. Oh, okay. Somebody, WAKA made them, I think, or Blue Water and AKA got together and made them.
See, I mean, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, get in touch with them over there. I actually talked to them this morning. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, setting up an appointment for a friend of mine. Guys, I'm a true believer. Why? Because everyone I know who set up these appointments so far has saved money. And I want my friends to continue to save money. You guys, the listening audience, you're my friends. You're my friends. And I want you to save money. I want you to pick up the phone and call 356-1502. 356-1502. Employee benefits. If you're an employer, if you're an owner, if you're a manager, an HR professional, general manager, whatever, if you have employees and decision-making capacity, pick up the phone and call 356-1502. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. These guys will take care of you. They'll get you squared away. I promise they'll get you squared away. And about 80 or 90% of the people that are calling these days are saving money on their employee benefits. Or, in the alternative, paying the same amount of money and increasing the coverage, which is like saving money. So it's either way you want to do it. It's your call. Keep the money in your pocket, give it to your employees, or give them more coverage. That's your call. But it's a great time to do it. Things are very, very tight and competitive this time of year. And Cornerstone Managing General Agency has your back. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Dave and Barron, got about a quarter of an hour left, so you just have a few minutes left to call. Now is a great time. I'll screen the calls during the break. We'll line them up, reel them out the next segment. If not, we'll bring you fantastic original content. We'll be right back.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
If you build it, they will come. If you build it.
And you should-
should come downtown to celebrate the building of Riverwalk Stadium on Field of Dreams Night, April 25th. The first 1,000 fans, 15 and over, will receive a free t-shirt presented by Subway featuring the Riverwalk Stadium skyline. Each Thursday night game features a free t-shirt along with Thirsty Thursday drink specials. Gates open at 5:30 and shirts will not last long. For more information and to see all 11 shirt designs, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com. Bake 'em!
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Minutes till the top of the hour. A little Judas Priest on a Wednesday morning going into the noon hour.
Never a bad thing.
The week after Easter. Well, sometimes you need a little demon rock.
A little rough trade.
It was such a peaceful Holy Week.
Gotta
rough things back up around the edges. All right, our number 272-9228 when you want to get in. 272-9228. 272-9228. All right. I myself have always been a fan. Always been a fan of Donald Trump's Twitter account.
It's long been hilarious and probably got him elected.
Today may be, at 6:04 a.m., the most important thing he's ever said on Twitter. And I didn't know exactly how to bring it up. I've sort of kept it to the end of the show because I wanted to mull it over in my mind. But do you guys remember when Judge Andrew Napolitano, who has since sort of turned on Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
at the time...
He needed to keep his job.
Well, yeah. Or his head.
Mm-hmm.
Or his marriage intact.
Mm-hmm.
At the time Donald Trump first got elected, Andrew Napolitano seemed to be a pretty big Trump guy.
Yeah.
And even took to Fox News saying that it was the United Kingdom who did the spying on Trump and provided the intelligence through the Five Eyes network to the Obama administration because the United Kingdom was not bound by U.S. law. And they could spy on Americans, whereas the U.S. law told...
Right, technically.
The government, that the United States government, that they couldn't.
Right, like they've ever followed them.
Here is Donald Trump's tweet from this morning. Now, it's important to note, Fox News immediately disclaimed, we can't verify that. They suspended Napolitano. He can't come back on air for a little while. Napolitano at first was saying, I'm standing by my reporting. If they want to suspend me, that's fine. I'm an honest guy. This is my reporting. This is what I'm hearing from sources I believe. I believe this is true. Then he finally came around and said, well, I'm not sure exactly if it's true. You know, sources aren't 100%. I've not seen the evidence myself. They let him back on the air, and he's turned against Trump ever since. I can't remind you guys enough, Fox News is not your friend. Fox News is not your friend. It's an interesting poll there, by the way. Would it be better for the Democrats to nominate a woman or a man to run against Trump?
I don't think it matters.
The polls disagree. Outside the margin, say man better than woman.
No, it said doesn't matter. Said 77% said it doesn't matter.
Right. So those people don't care. But the people who do care, see, there's a 5% advantage for man.
I guess.
If 5% go against the woman because she's a woman, she can't win.
That's true. Good point, Baron.
Here is what Donald Trump tweeted at 6:04 a.m. Former CIA analyst Larry Johnson accuses United Kingdom intelligence of helping Obama administration spy on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. Wow, he says.
Okay, go ahead.
It is just now a question of time before the truth comes out, and when it does, it will be a beauty.
He tweeted that at 6 this morning?
6:04 this morning.
Now, do you think Larry Johnson wasn't caught because he was in the grandmama costume the whole time? Because that's what I'm envisioning, right? Well, especially like in England, right? This 6'5", 6'6", just towering, 280-pound, like, UN, former
UN runs like
player
an antelope?
With a gold tooth, but in the grandmama suit. Tut tut, old boy. I'm looking for some bad stuff on Donald Trump.
I had to explain to my kids one time who Larry Johnson was.
Yeah, man. That's like...
It was a thing.
Dude, it was 30 years ago, though. I mean, the 90 UNLV team, maybe the most bananas team ever.
Stacey Augmon and Larry
the Plastic
Johnson.
Man. Anderson Hunt. Underrated. Anderson Hunt.
Who was the other guy? They had a little speedy point guard.
Yeah, yeah.
I think his name is...
Greg Anthony.
Greg Anthony.
Greg Anthony, a.k.a. Tupac.
Yeah.
Remember, like, he was like the little... Remember they changed the rules in the NBA that you cannot come on the court if you're on the bench in street clothes? You'll get suspended because he came out there and just bombed on somebody. They got into a fight. Back when the NBA, when the Eastern Division was literally just fighting.
That's all it was.
With like some basketball.
No, yeah, I mean, go back to the Eastern Conference Finals with the Pacers and the Knicks for two times.
Where they're just like body slamming people, suplexing people. I mean, seriously, could Charles Oakley or who's the other, Anthony Mason, could they even dribble? I mean,
they could punch.
Yeah, they could punch.
Bows.
They could elbow. They could keep you off Ewing.
Who are the Davis boys? Are they
keep you off Stark? Man, Devin.
No, it was Dale and Dale Davis could fight.
Yes, Dale Davis could fight.
Didn't they have a McKee at the time?
Probably. I didn't mean to derail your whole thing about this Twitter. But
no, I love mid '90s NBA.
I know exactly. And I mean, just nothing funnier than Grandmama. Thought of it. Do you have those CIA documents, sir?
Well, the guy's name's Larry Johnson.
I mean, it's not an uncommon name. I'm gonna go with made up, but okay. That's kind of why I brought this up.
My point is, Donald Trump is saying it's just now a question of time before the truth comes out, and when it does, it'll be a beauty. Every time he said, remember,
which means
Trump Tower got spied
which
on.
Which means he knows.
He knows, and he knows it's coming out, and he knows it's going to be huge.
He's the president. You can't keep things from him. You can try.
The day the Mueller report was submitted, the day before it was released to Congress, it was submitted to leadership. Guess who walked out of the Attorney General's office?
Grandmama.
No. Mike Pompeo.
Ah.
Watchers of the office had never seen a Secretary of State at the Attorney General's office during the Trump administration, nor during the Obama administration. Secretary of State on the 7th floor... of the Attorney General's office. Why is the Secretary of State concerned about the release of the Mueller report?
Because of what we're talking about.
What's in the redactions? Or, okay, Mr. Secretary, we've gotten the report, we're about to release it, and here's where we're headed next. You're going to have a problem on your hands, mm-hmm. Mr. Diplomat, because we're about to expose the United Kingdom and some of these other countries. Why do you think the first thing what was Donald Trump's first foreign visit? As president of the United States. Well, the first country he visited. It was the absolute first country he visited. The first time he left U.S. soil. Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia, right? Yeah. When they touched the orb?
They touched the orb. What was the orb? A new world alignment.
That's right.
The old world order was dying. The Five Eyes countries. He had to establish his own intelligence network.
Right.
It was Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the United States. Israel started letting Saudi Arabia use Israeli airspace. Saudi Arabia started letting Israel use Saudi airspace.
Which is bananas.
They started sharing defense technology.
That's bananas. It all worked together because we sold it to both of them.
Well, it doesn't matter. My point is they hated each other.
I know.
And now
big time.
Trump gets in and all of a sudden they're working together. 4 months into his office, he's in Saudi Arabia setting up a new intelligence network.
You know who's not 110 miles from here right now? from where we sit.
Who's in Atlanta?
Yeah. They just shared it.
The Donald?
Yeah.
What's he doing in Atlanta?
Having some kind of opioid crisis talk?
When you said 110 miles, I figured that's where you were.
Yeah, I mean, he's at the Atlanta airport. They just showed Air Force One.
Well, he'd be about 140 miles.
Okay, well, you know what I mean. It's not...
You tell you I've driven that more than once?
Yeah. 110 is probably here to Peachtree City, and then you got to tech on the other 30.
If you go from East Montgomery to the airport, it's probably 140.
Yeah, maybe.
130.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, no, hold on. From the Pike Road exit to the state border is 65 miles, and then it's 68 to the airport.
So 132.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, so. Look at the big brain on Dave.
Also, what did I... What
human calculator over here.
Hey, what did I say? It's about 110 to Peachtree City
right.
And then another 20 or 30 to the airport.
Look at the big brain on Dave. Anyway, I think that... And I didn't know how to... bring that up or broke that topic.
No, that's interesting. That's one to watch.
With the history of Napolitano having said it so early, and then getting suspended by Fox News, and then hanging on to it and saying, if they're going to suspend me, that's fine. And then disclaiming it, and then being totally against Trump after that, meaning they got to him. And then now having Trump, and then Trump's first trip was to Saudi Arabia to set up a new intelligence community, a new intelligence network, with Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the United States replacing New Zealand, Canada, United Kingdom, United States. Who was the fifth person on that? Australia?
Probably.
Yeah, I think it was Australia.
Yeah, okay.
Australia, New Zealand, England, or United Kingdom, Canada.
That's all just the Commonwealth.
Exactly. And it was the old intelligence network.
I mean, makes sense.
There's a new intelligence network. And that's why they were able to get things done without it being leaked. That's why they were able to find out information without the deep state knowing they were doing it. And that's why Donald Trump will go down in history as the greatest president in the history of the United States, greater than G-Dub, greater than Honest Abe, greater than T.R., greater than Tommy J.
It's big talk for Don T. Greater than T.R.
Don T., after 8 years, will have remade this country and set globalism back 100 years. 100 years. We're going to do it again in 21 hours?
We are.
We're back to your old schedule, Thursdays and special occasions?
No.
You guys have a guest today?
We'll be on Thursday, but...
I see you lining up that guest set.
Now every day is a special.
Who's your guest?
Mayor.
Who?
The mayor
of the great city of Montgomery, Todd Strange.
Coming up.
How about that? The Dan Morris Show kicking off. They're in here setting up. That means Dave and I have to get out of here. We'll be back 21 hours from now. You guys take it easy.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu.
We're fighting all the subpoenas.
President Trump, before leaving for a drug summit, signaling he will not...